This is Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. We were invited to Albany's City Hall for an iftar, the evening feast after the sunup to sundown fast. Meetings aren't polls, and people put their best feet forward at public events. But I also know these folks. We greeted friends, a physicist, president of a mosque on Central Avenue, an engineer who escaped repression in Iran and ran a radio program to celebrate and protect American freedoms. We greeted a doctor whose daughter was my student and valedictorian at Albany Law School, now working for the New York Attorney General. There were scientists, programmers, medical professionals, Sunni and Shia, Muslim, Protestant, and Catholic clerics and public officials. One woman described her 6-year-old daughter lying awake at night, terrified, crying, and asking where they'll go if they get kicked out of this country. Mother and daughter were born in the U.S., raised in this area, and have no other homeland. Her mother spoke with the girl's first-grade teacher, and the two women shared their tears. This wasn't schoolyard bullying. The girl had been terrified by what she was hearing over the air. Speaker after speaker rose to describe how lucky they were to reach America, how grateful they felt for the welcome they received and the chance to rebuild their lives. They celebrated America's protection for people of all faiths, from all parts of the world, and their own determination to protect that freedom for everyone. Muslim clerics, speaking to fellow Muslims, rejoiced in what America offered and encouraged them to do what they could to protect those values for all. Others spoke about the need to remember the blessings of America in times which are quite worrisome for Muslim men, women, and children, and to do their best to protect America and its liberties. Some had made the greatest sacrifice. The Muslim woman I described a moment ago explained that an older brother, also Muslim, had enlisted in the U.S. Army right after 9/11 to defend this country. Serving our country, which was also his, her brother was killed in action in Afghanistan. To her and to all of us, he was one of the heroes of this conflict. Stereotypes must not obscure the contributions of real and good people. It was important to her and should be important to us to recognize the sacrifice that her brother and other Muslims have made to protect American freedoms. Sitting there, I realized I was watching the way the best of American values are renewed, revived, and passed on as they have been for centuries. Sometimes we Americans show surprisingly little confidence in the strength of our ideals to flower in the hearts of immigrants. That, after all, is why they came. Mayor Sheehan delivered a warm welcome and later pointed out to some of us that Muslims had been part of Albany since the city's Dutch beginnings. In fact, many of America's founders made it clear that Muslims, along with Jews, deists, Protestants, and Catholics, were all included in the Constitution's protection, and some took steps to make sure that Muslims and immigrants from all continents would feel welcome to come to America. Every community has bad apples, but the bad apples in non-Muslim communities have been responsible for the vast majority of murder, arson, and domestic terrorism in America. Stereotyping hasn't protected us. Reaching out and welcoming these new Americans is much healthier. Like many of us, immigrants and their children try to preserve the good parts of their heritage. But they came from war zones. Many risk their lives to escape. They have the strongest reasons to love and celebrate America because they know what was in store for them or their parents in the lands of their ancestors. They're trying hard to be helpful and constructive. It's important that the rest of us recognize that.